I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. The NBA has given teams a full training camp timeline, with head coaches allowed to work with players beginning June 23rd. Players traveling outside of the U.S. need to report by June 15th to team markets, with the rest of players arriving by June 22nd. Beginning on June 23rd, a head coach can be one of the two coaches working with players in voluntary workouts. Training camps scheduled from July 9th through the 29th at ESPN Wild World of Sports Complex at Walt Disney World Resort in Kissimmee, Florida, with three inter-squad scrimmages. The season resumes on July 30th. Playoffs begin August 17th and will wrap up no later than August 29th. Major League Baseball's latest economic proposal to players slightly closes the financial gap between the sides. The league's offer Friday afternoon called for a season of 72 games and for players to max out at 80% of their full prorated salaries. The total compensation would be $1.27 billion guaranteed and can max out at $1.5 billion. The playoffs would expand from 10 to 16 teams. Major League Baseball gave the players until Sunday to accept the offer, but if they can't reach an agreement, Commissioner Rob Manfred will implement a shorter schedule, expected to be in the range of 48 to 55 games. Both parties had hoped to be in spring training 2.0 by Wednesday. The earliest teams could gather at this point would be June 22nd, and with a three-week period to prepare for a season, a mid-July start is the likeliest outcome for a longer season. But every day that burns off the calendar also lessens the potential length of a season. NASCAR is in Miami for a 400-miler Sunday at 2:30. Right now the standings have the two race winners in the top four spots. Kevin Harvick first, Joey Logano 28 points back, Brad Keselowski 72 off the pace, and Denny Hamlin fourth, 117 points back. The National Hockey League's Minnesota Wild today announced the fourth annual Minnesota Wild Leadership Summit that'll be held virtually on Monday, July 13th from 9 a.m. to 12:30. High school hockey captains and their coaches from Minnesota and around the country are invited to participate in the Leadership Summit. The Leadership Summit is free of charge. It's open to the first 500 boys and girls high school hockey captains and coaches. Teams will be accepted on a first-come, first-served basis at wild.com/leadership. Harold Varner III took his place in history in the PGA Tour's technology era, all because of a triple bogey. Jordan Spieth had his lowest 36-hole score in 4 years. Rory McIlroy shot 63 with a bogey on his final hole. The strongest field of the year in golf's return to competition produced an all-star leaderboard at the Charles Schwab Challenge. Varner had plenty of juices flowing after his first tee shot on number 10 went onto a bridge, led to a one-shot penalty and eventually a triple bogey that quickly knocked him out of a share of the lead. No worries. He answered with 8 birdies and a place in the record book with a 66. He was at 11 under 129, the lowest 36-hole score of his career. He led by one shot over Spieth, who shot 65 despite a 4-putt double bogey from 30 feet. And Bryson DeChambeau, who played bogey-free for his 65. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, information about the shopping show and more can be found on our website, kqprfm.com. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.